Can you say hi, Bombtastic?
Hi, Bombtastic. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. What you say? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
God damn it.
Not in audios.
You know, okay, hold on. We're going to cut, we're going to edit this part because I'm just going to say, I told you I'll edit anything you don't want me to put in there.
Oh, thank you. Can you take out the Gaston one? That was stupid.
No, 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 no. I liked that. I meant like no, something that would be offensive.
It didn't even make sense. It just
it made me laugh.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. One, two.
Hold on. Let me take a drink of water. Let me take a drink of water. Hold on.
Okay.
There we go. Now I'm not doing it technically on the podcast.
And clear the throat. We are back.
No, we're not. I'm not. Oh. Wow. Wow, you really rushed me through that, okay?
I'm still trying to digest my French fries.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Okay. Now you go ahead and you say we're back and then we'll start from there.
One, two, three, three, two, one. We're back.
Ever people are on a podcast and they eat, not so much drink. I can handle that. But when they eat and they chomp, 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 or they get asked a question and they literally start their response, they take a bite of whatever they have in front of them, they chew while they're talking, then they stop to swallow, and then they finish their half-winded fucking sentence with the food swallowing and the noises everywhere. That shit drives me nuts. Nothing makes me hit fast forward faster between that and vocal fry. Make me want to drive off a fucking cliff.
Is that everything? Anyway.
What?
Is that everything?
That's all I can think of at the moment.
Have you ever had a guest that did that?
I've only had you, my wife, and my friend on, I think. And I don't think any of you guys have done that.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. But, yeah, oh, speaking of your wife, I just want to give a shout out to your wife.
Nice.
Because she keeps posting, like, pictures of her in the bath. Because she makes bath bombs, too. And I tried that before, and I looked like I was, like, murdered. So I don't know how she... I don't know how she like looks so good in the bathtub.
Well, she had them taken by a photographer.
Oh, okay.
So that might be different than you like holding up your arm with your cell phone, taking a picture, or like setting a timer or something on your phone. So that's the difference, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that in the future.
But, no, it's cool. Yeah. I love looking at her in the bathtub. It's great. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I just want to give her a shout-out because, the bath looks really nice.
Shout-out to my hot wife. So.
And she doesn't look like she's getting murdered, so.
Shout-out to my not-dead wife.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of bath, I'll give you a complaint.
Okay.
And I'm going to call this Complain with Travis.
Complain with Travis.
Okay. So, have you ever been to Bed Bath & Beyond?
I believe I have.
Okay. So, you believe you have. So, you don't really know.
That's a very fair statement. No, I have been there. Sorry. I have been to that store. It's just been so long. I didn't want to confidently say yes, and then you ask me a question about it, and I go, oh, I don't fucking know that. So we'll say yes, I have, and then you do your part.
Okay. So, like, I have been in there, like, a couple of times, and I'm like, oh, all this, like, wait, will I get in trouble if I talk about them?
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah.
No, I trash companies all the time.
Okay. Let's just call it, like, Bad Bath & Beyond. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, well, BBB. Listen, when I post this, I'm going to say it's sponsored by Bed Bath & Beyond. So
please.
No, I'm doing it. It's cool. Keep going.
Okay. So I went to this store, and I've been there a couple times, and like I walk in and it's like, oh, this is a whole bunch of crap that you don't need. It's a bunch of like shit. Because like when I don't own a lot of things on purpose, and I just feel like I just feel like if you go there, you're like one of those people that will like have like a thing, just like, you know, all those like gadgets.
Yeah.
So you'll have a thing to like open the door. I don't know, like do whatever, like get up in bed. There's probably a thing for that. Well, yeah. That's the store for you. But also, if you look at it closely, all the items in the store is like crap. It's like, you could probably find at the dollar store.
Is it like infomercial shit?
Yeah.
Like stuff you see late at on like those infomercials late at night, and then you could order.
Yeah. Yes. So it's exactly like that. They probably have the ShamWow.
Is the ShamWow? Is that just a thing that you wipe with?
Yeah.
Like you wipe something with?
They probably have that, and it's $80 because everything in Bed Bath & Beyond, or I mean,
that store. Hey, real quick. I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you hear this music next to me?
No.
No? Okay. Sorry. Then I interrupted you for nothing. This fuckface pulled in next to me just to turn around with their music very loud and the beating of bass, you know, at 9 p.m.
I think I heard like a little bit, but like it doesn't bother me.
No. It bothers me.
Yeah, I know. And you have to keep this. You have to keep it in because this is a complaining episode.
Yeah, that's fair. I probably would have kept it in anyway because I keep it in every single time I record that these fuck faces, they always play their music so loud. And I don't know why they feel like everyone needs to hear it. But guess what, guys? No one does because we all have radios. And if we wanted to hear it, it'd be playing on our radios or our fucking cell phones or something. At 9 p.m. at night, you think, oh, everyone wants to know I'm the coolest fucking person in the room. So I'm going to be so loud with all of my noises coming out of my car. And I'm going to pretend like I'm not trying to get all of your fucking attention at my goddamn fucking Camry. So anyway, what were you saying about Bed Bath & Beyond?
But like, are they just sitting in their car listening to music, or they turned it off?
I've had someone do that, and then I went over and asked them to turn it off. But this person was just turning around and felt the need to pull right next to me, and that's fine. They don't pull in things. Hey, this guy's doing a podcast. I should pull right next to him and fucking have a quinceañera going on because I think it was Mexican music. I don't know, but these So anyway, Bed Bath & Beyond.
I forgot where I was at.
Damn it, I fucked up your whole flow.
Hold on. So a bunch of crappy shit and expensive shit. And then, okay.
It's expensive? So this is,
yeah.
Really?
Like a little, like, I don't know, like plastic thing is like $50. I'm like, what? Anyways, the whole reason I brought this up is because like 2 weeks ago, someone gave me a gift card and I'm like, oh, thank you. And then I go there and then I'm like, so I'm trying to look and they don't have the heat on. So it's like freezing. I'm like, I'm so cold. I was shivering.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's like a big place. And I'm like, maybe I should get like one of their blankets just to wear it. But anyways, I was looking and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then it's like $200. And I'm like, but it's like, it looks like it should be $10.
For a blanket?
Anyways, no, like for the, I don't know what it was. Like maybe like coat hangers. Like that's how crazy it is. So I went through the whole store and I'm like, I don't even know if I can use this gift card. Anyways, I went and I saw towels and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just get like a towel.
And that's then, the bath part.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, these towels are okay. And they were on sale. So I got those. And then I still have extra money on the gift card. And I don't even know if I'm going to use it. So whoever listens to this podcast, either on It's Funny You'd Say the Podcast or Bombtastic, if you want a Bed Bath & Beyond gift card, there is probably like $2 left. I will send it to you.
It's going to cost more for the shipping.
I know, but I just feel like it's better to give than receive, you know?
That's fair. That's really fair. Kelly couldn't use a $2 gift card, or was she the one who gave it to you?
I didn't even ask her.
You think too highly of her to give her that piece of shit gift card, huh?
I was like, no, you don't shop at Bed Bath & Beyond. Come on.
You don't want this piece of crap.
Yeah, but, oh, wait, not like I don't think highly of the listeners.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, that we're trashing it, and then we're like, hey, if you pieces of shit want this gift card, then we got $2, which is probably a lot of money to you.
No, I didn't mean that at all. I just meant, like, I know Kelly, and I know she doesn't like.
No, she's bougie.
She doesn't. She just doesn't need kitchen stuff. She has a lot of kitchen stuff. Like, I know, I've seen her place many times. It's just pretty close by, and I know she doesn't need any of this.
Okay, but if anyone, there's also there's Bed Bath & Beyond. So there's a big option there that, you know, she could get something.
Oh, and there's a whole room if you want to get, I'm sorry if anyone's listening and they actually had this happen in their life, but if you're like getting married, there's registration.
Yeah. Or
what is it called? Registry? Registry?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a registry.
Yeah. There's a whole room you can like plan your Bed Bath & Beyond experience. And I was like, what the fuck? Who would do that? But if you did it, that's great. And I'm happy for you.
Super cool people would do that, probably.
Yeah. But anyways, and then actually the towels were pretty nice. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should get another towel. I don't know.
Oh, but, so you do like what you bought from Bed Bath & Beyond?
Only because it was on sale and it was free.
Okay.
But, and so how can you not like towels?
That's fair. What? Like, no. Actually, right? Okay. There are towels. Like, my wife had a whole set of kitchen towels. I don't know what they're made out of, but they like wick away. They don't soak up, so my hands don't actually get dry when I wash them, or if I wipe something up, it doesn't actually get wiped up.
So they're microfiber
towels. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Those fucking towels are the worst thing on earth. We had a goddamn towel that I used after a shower, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, why does this towel feel super cold and I'm not getting dry? That's how it feels when I use these towels. It just feels like the temperature changes in the room, but I don't get dry. It's the dumbest towels on earth. So what I use them for in the kitchen is I lay them out when I make scrambled eggs, and I put the bowl that I'm going to throw my eggs into, and I crack the eggs and I drop the innards into the bowl, and I leave the outers, the shell, on the towel, because that's as good as the fucking towel's going to get for me.
Yeah. Like, it should like make you dry. It just, it's supposed to just kind of like flick it off of you.
I don't
care. The wicking part.
Yeah. I don't care for wicking. I want you to soak it up, you know?
I know what you mean, because I don't like the feel of them, too.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
They're the worst thing on earth.
But one more thing that bugged me at that store was, I went to the cashier and she's like, what's your phone number? Or what, are you in the system? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And she's like, do you want to be added? I'm like, no. And then she's like, okay. And then she took the pin pad and then from me, and like, I'm usually like really nice and I'll be like, no, thank you. I don't want to be in the system. I get it. They have to ask. But she was like, oh, it's okay. Here, I could do it for you. What's your phone number? And I'm like, I just said, I don't want to be in the system. But anyways.
You know, this reminds me of when I went and purchased my shoes, because they asked me, they're like, are you in the system or whatever? And I was like, if it is, it's an old phone number that I don't know. And she's like, can you guess? And I'm like, I cannot guess. I was like, I don't know the phone number. And I was like, you can try my email. And I gave her my email and then it didn't show up. And she's like, well, do you want to be added in? I'm like, no, I do not. And then she did one other thing. And then she said, what's your phone number? And then I gave her my current phone number. And then afterwards I went, fuck, in my head. I'm like, she just got me. She tricked me.
Yeah.
She caught me off guard and I did it. I signed up for some shit. Now I got like a $10 off. I'm more upset that she did her job very well and she got me. She sucked me into that.
It was just like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I like choices. I don't want to be forced. You know what I mean?
That's kind of how I feel, yes.
For like anything. But it was like she was like forcing me and I'm like, no. Yeah. Sit down, girl.
Sit down, girl. That's what I'm going to name this episode. Sit down, girl.
Because she has like a stool. So she's sat down. Yeah. And why do they have stools? They should always stand.
I agree. I could not agree more.
Right? If you have a stool, that makes it kind of like an invitation to be lazy.
That's very fair. Also, when I became a shipping manager before my current job, when I came into my office or the place that became my office, I had a sit-down desk and that's what started all my back pain and weight gain. And then I got a stand-up desk and then I no longer, like, I wasn't in as much pain and I could move around like easier. It was just so much fucking nicer. I hate sit-down desks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my only piece on sit-down desks. You may proceed.
I'm done with this story now.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. So here's another one. Okay. So I had a friend from England and he came to visit and we have a restaurant here called White Spot.
Yeah.
And it has like, it's the home of the legendary burger or whatever. So I was like, oh, you're from England. You don't know what this tastes like. So I'll take you here. And this was like 10, maybe like 15 years ago, 12. I don't know. I'm not counting. Okay. But we go there and it's his first time in Canada. And he's like, oh, this hamburger, the legendary burger is disgusting. And I'm like, oh, okay. Anyways, what he complained about was the waitress. She just kept saying like, oh, how are you doing? Do you need anything? And he's like, no. And then he's like talking to me and he's like, why do they come up like every like 2 minutes to ask you how you're doing? Like if I need something, I'll just like let them know. And I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty annoying actually. And like, it's not their fault. That's their job, right? Mm-hmm. But the other day I was with a coworker and we went to Milestones and we went to, he got a burger and then I don't know what I got. But anyways, he was just like biting into his burger and he was hungry. It was like after work, right?
Yeah.
And the waitress comes by and she's like, nice bite. And walked away and I was like, what?
Did she stop and say it, or she was just walking by and went, nice bite, and then kept going?
And she was like, nice bite, like right through his face. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, did you just hear that? And he's like, yeah.
I mean,
what do you think about that?
It's a compliment, but what the fuck?
Right?
Also, okay, well, actually, I have to go back. What is on the legendary burger that makes it so good?
Oh, it probably sounds really gross to you, but it's like mayonnaise and like red relish.
Okay.
And just like a patty, and that's pretty much it.
That's all that's on it?
I think so.
Is it like legendary for its lameness?
No, I actually really like it.
No. It could taste good, but that's weird that you call something so plain legendary.
I don't know. It's like Nat Bailey was like a baseball player, and he's got something to do with White Spot, the restaurant, and it's the home of the legendary. There's like a chain near gas stations where they just sell like the burgers, and it's not like a restaurant. And it's called Triple O's. And okay. I just gave you a whole like, I don't know how I know about this, but.
You have great burger franchise knowledge.
Yeah. Yes. So the restaurant is White Spot, but there's like Gaston. Gas station, like, you know, the ones that are connected to the gas station.
Yeah
Well, they're called Triple O's.
Okay Yeah. Okay, well, now that we figured that out, let's move on to these waiters and waitresses. Okay, because one of the main things that I just utterly despised about my last supervisor was the fact that even though the words out of my mouth were very clear and very direct, which were, you don't need to come ask me how I'm doing every 5 fucking minutes. I will tell you if I need something from you. If you don't hear from me at all, that means you did your job and you didn't need to bother me. That's the same fucking way I feel about waiters and waitresses. What I expect from them is to take my order and to just walk by and glance and see if maybe Travi needs some more water. Does he look parched? Is there more ice than anything else in that glass? Then we're going to want to fill that. If we don't do that, then I'm going to get cranky. But if we do that, then you don't have to bug me at all. If I want some ketchup or something, I'll be like, oh, hey, I'll here, see my hand? I'm going to raise that towards you in a non-threatening manner. And I'm going to need some ketchup, please. That's it. I don't need anything else. You do not need to tell me nice bite. You know what I mean? You do not need to ask me if I need anything else. You just freshen up my water and you keep on moving. And then that encourages me to give them a bigger tip, because I think, well, I wasn't thirsty once. But if they nag me the whole time, I kind of think, how can I dip the fuck out of here without ever having to tell them again?
Right. And I feel like everywhere should have, there's like some sushi places here that you have like a little bell and you just ring them if you need something.
Like on your table?
I feel like, yeah. And I feel like, yeah, it's like.
So there's like 10 tables with people just fucking ringing their bells?
Yeah. And they'll come right away and like, I think it's better than like them having to ask how you're doing. And you know the funny thing is, Travis,
what's up?
The funny thing is, if you say you're okay and you feel like you're okay at the moment, 2 minutes later you realize you're not okay because you need the bill. And they're nowhere to be found.
That's very fair.
They're nowhere to be found. Have you ever done a eat and run?
Oh, you mean like eat and then just leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just know that, don't respond yet. If your answer to that is you have, I'm not trying to offend you. But what I'm about to say is no, because I'm not a piece of shit. Now it's your turn. Have you ever done that?
No.
You...
Ha 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 ha
I have a feeling you're lying.
But let's just say, like, I haven't done anything bad in my life. But if, just say, okay, I'll give you an example of a friend that I know.
Is her name very similar to yours?
I don't know. But say that you're at a restaurant.
Okay.
And you wait like 40 minutes for your bill, and you even go up to see if they will give you your bill. What do you do?
I don't verbally abuse them, but I irritate the ever-living fuck out of them until they give me the bill by just being who I am. I think I might just have a different mindset on people, because I wouldn't leave because I would feel too guilty. But I would want them to know there are consequences to their actions, and the consequences is having to listen to me talk.
Okay, say that you can't even talk to them because they're so busy.
I would tell them, I'm going to leave if you don't give me the fucking bill right now, and you have about 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. And they don't.
So I know the path you're leading me down is you want me to say I'd walk out the door without paying. So we're going to just say that. Listen, I would walk the fuck out that door and I would not look back.
Yeah, don't ever look back. But go back to eat like 3 weeks later.
Yeah, but what if they remember you? And I don't mean like they'll call the cops on you or something. But what if they spit in your food?
No, don't worry. They didn't remember you. And this person was really young at the time, okay? And that restaurant's no more.
So okay. Yeah, because too many people are fucking walking out without paying their bill.
Well, they should have been ready.
They should have had fucking security or locked doors at the front to keep these fuckers in.
Yeah. I don't talk to that girl anymore because she's bad.
Did she grow up and she's not that same person?
She grew up and she repented at church. Anyways, okay. Fair enough. Next topic.
Okay, next topic.
Okay. This is like plain and simple. Okay. I don't like the Disney movie Bambi because I've never been past the part where the mom dies at the beginning.
Okay.
And like, have you?
Do you know what's funny? This is which, I don't know if it was the last episode or the episode before that we recorded together where we talked about like Land Before Time. Do you remember which one that was?
I think the first time.
Yeah, like this, I feel like Bambi kind of falls into that too. Where we talked to, like, I said that why do they have to kill something and then make you watch the rest of the movie?
Yes.
It's so depressing. I agree. I've seen the whole thing more than once, but I haven't seen it since, you know, I was a little child. But yes. It's still, like, I fast forward in The Lion King when his dad dies. It's like, why do I want to see that? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Have you seen the live version of The Lion King? Like the newer one they did?
Like at Disneyland?
No. Oh. Like, I get how that's confusing because they didn't actually do a live version. I mean, like they did a...
I saw the parade at Disneyland.
That's definitely not this. Was there a dead lion just laying in the middle of the road and the whole fucking parade just trampled the lion?
No.
Okay, good. Because that'd be really traumatic for children. But this movie, it's the live, like, God damn it. Now I don't know how to fucking describe it. It's like the CGI version.
Like, oh, it's like a Jungle Book version.
Yes. They did the same thing as Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
That was a good one. Yeah.
You saw that Lion King one?
No, the Jungle
Book. I knew it. I knew you meant it was a good one, the Jungle Book. Okay, so you haven't seen the Lion King one.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole reason I brought that up is because I was going to say that the part where his dad dies is 10 times fucking sadder when the lion looks real. I'm what the fuck are we doing? I'm an adult and you're going to make me cry. And I did cry, but I was like, well, we're just not watching that part again. It's like, what the hell? But I will say that movie, the quote unquote live action, fan fucking tastic. I also really liked the Jungle Book one.
I didn't even know Lion King came out like in a live one.
It was a while ago. Jonah Hill. Seth Rogen plays the pig. And
the warthog.
Pumbaa, yeah, the pig. I'm so sorry. I offended warthogs by calling you pigs. It won't happen again. I'm not supposed to talk like that. I'm sorry. But the warthog, the offended warthog is who Seth Rogen plays. And it's a really good movie.
Yeah, so what happens in Bambi? Because I haven't gone past the part. I was like, okay, I'll try it one more time. I tried it when I was like little, and then I'm like, no, I can't watch. And then I tried it like a few years ago, not that long ago, but I was like, no, I still can't watch. So what happens after?
I don't remember. I think, a hunter kills his mom?
Yeah.
And then...
I don't know. I went no.
I know that wasn't directed towards you, but I understand why you would respond to it. I was you were so quick with I don't know. I already said I haven't seen it. Like that was the tone of I don't know was like, hey, fuckface. I literally said I have not seen the movie. That's why I'm bringing it up.
And now that I think about it, I'm like, I could have just like fast forwarded it, but yeah. I think it just like ruined the day for me.
That's pretty fair. All of those movies should be edited to where no parent has to die. They just, why does everyone like up? Why does the lady have to die? Why can't you just be an old man that goes on a journey with a little boy? Which is weird, but still.
I was just talking to someone today about Alice in Wonderland, but I don't think anyone dies.
No, she just goes on a fucking acid trip.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was a trippy movie.
Yeah, very. I liked that live action one too.
There's a live one? Oh, yeah. I saw that. That was like a while ago.
Yeah, it was good though.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Jungle Book live and Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't really like Aladdin all that much.
The
live action one.
Yeah. Will Smith as the genie.
Yeah.
Don't
give me Will Smith as a fucking genie. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. Also, if maybe Robin Williams didn't play him before, like over the top funny, like then you put Will. I like Will Smith, just not in that role. But I don't know. There, everything about that movie was off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, next topic.
Okay. Muffin tops, but not like the muffin
not like
tops.
The kind I have.
Okay, so you have a muffin. Do you eat the whole muffin?
Okay, well, obviously I eat the whole muffin because it's just food and I shove it in my mouth. But you always eat the top first and then you contemplate eating the rest of it.
Yeah.
Also, that's true. I've eaten muffins while driving. Like I'll get a muffin from Starbucks or something and I'm like on my way to work and I will eat the top and I'm like, oh, look, no crumbs. And it was perfect. It was delightful. And then I have to think to myself, well, do I want to be covered in crumbs when I peel the little cover off of the rest of this muffin and eat this? Also, it sticks to it. So you peel it and it breaks up into pieces anyway.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, what's the point? You know?
You kind of have to, like, if you, you kind of have to, like, just, like, shove it down your mouth, but, like, no one does that. So, and I just, yeah, it gets, like, so crumbly. Like, if you get one, like, from Starbucks or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you look okay, like, eating the top of the muffin. But then when you get down to the bottom, you just look like you're, like, an animal.
Yes. Like, you really do. It, yeah. It's, oh. It's,
you need, like, a fork or, like, a spoon or something.
It's almost like you need to bake it longer so you yeah. can even get it out as a whole piece.
So you can have, like, two muffin tops. Like, this Why is what they should they do. Make
that?
Yeah, right?
Make okay. two muffin tops.
Right? So make the muffin, cut it up, and then bake the bottom part.
You know what's bizarre to me? They literally don't even need to make these things. Because the only reason you get a muffin is because they put it in the little mold that makes it a muffin. You could just put all that shit into one little spot and just make it like a fucking flat thing or something. Make it like a muffin cookie, a mookie. Make it a mookie and I'll eat it, okay? Like, it's still going to so taste the same.
It's going to be like a brownie.
That was actually much fucking better than what I said. But yes. Actually, you know what? In all fairness, if you did that, it would
Can just you call it a muffy?
I call it a mookie.
A muffy.
A mookie. Yeah. Don't come at me, okay? I'm trying to brand things here. Okay. And if I whatever. Let's move on, I guess. Okay. All I'm saying is I agree. It's so silly, these muffin tops.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I'm sorry if anyone has done this already who's listening, but I just, this is a complaining episode of what Travis complains about and what Elisa complains about. So don't take this to heart. Okay. Okay.
That probably should have come at the beginning of the episode. Oh,
yeah. Maybe, can you put that at the beginning too?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't want anyone mad at me. I have enough people already.
Mad at you? Do people yeah. just get mad at you?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why?
I'll tell you after. Oh. Okay. So, what shouldn't irritate me, but it does irritate me, is people that are like 1%, say 1% Italian or Irish, and they get the Irish flag or the Italian flag, and they're like, I'm fucking Italian or I'm Irish. And they only come out, like, Irish on St. Patrick's Day or, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, they have this big flag with a heart. And they're like, oh, my grandma was 1% Irish. So I have the Irish blood. You know? I don't, you know, like, what?
Listen, I've never met anyone who does all this shit but is only actually, like, 1%. But I will say, if that were the case, I would enjoy meeting them because I would trash them to their face because that's unacceptable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's so you just take 1% of any part of you and celebrate it. That is, mm-hmm. that's not, I'm not okay with that. I agree with you. 110%.
Yeah. Like, it's okay to celebrate whatever. Okay.
I like that maybe you did that. Because you're worried about offending someone. You threw that in there because you're worried you might know someone who's 1% of some bullshit who's holding on to it tightly.
No, hold on. Okay. Hold on. Put your seatbelt on.
Rain it in.
Because I know you're in the truck.
Yes.
I don't mind if you really like, say that you have 1% Irish. Or whatever. Yeah, Irish. And you went to Ireland and you really liked it. That's cool, right? Yes. And you wanted a flag on you because you really like Ireland. But don't, please, like, this is what bugs me, is like when they actually think they're Irish because they have like 1% from their great grandpa, you know?
Yeah.
And they like are like fucking all about Ireland and like I'm fucking Irish and like are obnoxious about it. That's what I don't like.
They take it as their goddamn personality.
Yeah. It's like, kind of like, oh, now I'm going to offend more people. But when people say they're vegan.
When they're what?
Vegan.
Or, vegan?
Yeah, they have to announce it.
Well, or okay. It's the same. There's two things about the vegan thing. Number one, you technically do have to announce it if you need to tell someone for food reasons. But number two, nothing is more annoying than the fucking announcement that you're vegan.
Okay.
So I agree with you.
I don't think this person listens, but this person is on my Facebook and he lets everyone know he's vegan. And you know what? Facebook, you don't order food. You don't have to let anyone know you're vegan. So why are you announcing it all the time?
Does he go on there and he'll post like, happy birthday, grandma. I love you so much. You've done so much for me for my entire life. I hope the day is great. Hashtag vegan.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I hate this fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Those are the people I don't care for.
Yeah, and like he actually gets reported all the time because he like
for saying I'm vegan.
Yeah,
like you fucking liar.
Yeah, like yeah. What do I? He's just like in your face, you know.
Fucking
and
veganism.
So that's what I meant by like, if you're 1% Irish and you're in people's faces about it, it's like holy shit, sit down.
Sit down. Put your fucking seatbelt on.
Yeah, and shut up.
Yeah, so we're in agreement that we hate Irish people and vegans suck.
I don't hate Irish people. I don't hate vegans either.
I thought you were honestly going to say, well, I mean, I don't like Irish people, but I don't hate them. I was going to be like, oh, Jesus, that's way worse.
No, I actually have some Irish in me.
Oh, is it 1%?
No, it's like, I would say 15.
Oh, then you can brag about that all day, but you're not allowed to get a tattoo.
Don't worry. I have a full back tattoo with an angel. Oh, fuck. And the angel wings have Irish flags.
It's just an angel and the Irish flag is on both sides of the back instead of wings. And it's like frayed, so it looks like angel wings, but it's just the Irish flag blowing in the wind.
And I thought about getting the tip of the wing across my neck.
Oh, God. Sorry. I have wing tattoos on my throat. Are you coming at me now?
No. Are they Irish?
No, they are fucking not. I'll tell you that much.
No, I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying, like, I have some Irish in me, but I'm not going to get a full back tattoo to let everyone know.
Yeah, you're just going to get a cute, like, ankle tattoo of, like, a shamrock.
No, I'm just
going to
get it. No, just, like, a tramp stamp.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. So
you can cut that out.
I'm not cutting shit out. No, just kidding. Keep going.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That's my door. Okay. I do not appreciate people. When this happened today, I'm walking down a hallway and you meet someone you know and the whole group just stands right in the middle.
Like you see a whole group of people you know?
No, like you're trying to walk down the hallway and then a group of people that I don't know.
Oh.
No, greet other people that they know. And they if they take up the whole sidewalk or take up the whole hallway, or if they stand in front of the entrance and just start having a big conversation to their friends.
This is a pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate these people.
I ram them.
You ram them?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a dick about it, but I say excuse me and don't stop walking in hopes that they'll move. So, backstory, I was at a concert one time and we were leaving and I was smaller than I am now. and this dude running full force slams into me, and I don't budge, and he flew backwards and landed on the ground. Ever since that day, I will just walk towards people because I'm like, oh, you're a tank. You can just do this now. So I will just fucking walk into you if you don't move. So I'm also on the ram scale there, but I haven't had to ram anyone. They just kind of get the fuck out of the way. But hey, man, go off to the side. You don't need to be where the fuck you're at.
Yeah. But if I'll say, excuse me, and they're like taking up the whole place. So what am I going to do? So I have to like just walk right through them, you know? So
that's funny too, though, to me, is if they're all talking and you're like, excuse me, and they don't move. And then you just literally, what you should do is you should just slide right in between everyone and just be like, oh, excuse me. And like, just really like a really bitchy way. Just, oh, excuse me. And just not push them, but you can nudge them out of the way. You're a woman. They can't hit you. That's rules.
Or like, you know what I should do next time? I should like go in the middle of them and can like
stand there,
talk with start the conversation with them. Just like, oh yeah, since you're taking up the whole space,
we're all a part of the
conversation
now. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, I have one more.
That's perfect because we're almost at an hour.
Okay. So, is the love and hate relationship?
Okay.
Self-checkouts.
Okay.
Okay. So I love self-checkouts because sometimes I'll be like shopping and listening to a podcast or music. And I love like not having to talk to anyone if I just want to buy like fruit or whatever, right?
Yep.
Anyways, but the thing is the self-checkout is like kind of rushes you, right?
It does kind of rush you. Yeah, you feel more pressure.
I felt pressured one day. I'll tell you about it. It happened 2 months ago. I felt really pressured.
Okay.
I felt really pressured, and I had a bunch of breakable stuff, and I was like, "Oh no, there's like a lineup. I don't want it." Like I'm. It even though this complaining episode made me sound horrible, but I am nice sometimes. So I was trying to like hurry up, right?
Yeah.
So, not joking, they were like, oh, do you have air miles? Do you have, do you want a bag? It's like, no. And then it's like, what are you paying with today? Blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, oh, there's something on your little, like, there's something in the bag. And then you, like, try and take it off. So I put my purse on the top where you do the scanning. And it's like, oh, something's on the whatever tray or whatever, you know? And then I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like trying to like pack my stuff. And then I have pasta sauce. And I was like, okay, I'm going to like try and put it in my bag. It kind of knocked down. Guess what happened, Travis?
It broke?
It broke. And guess where it broke?
In your purse.
No, right on my foot.
Oh, God.
So it was on my shoe. And I was wearing $200 like cream colored pants and beige boots. And the pasta sauce is like rosé color.
Yeah.
And it cracked right on top of my boot. And then I looked down and I'm like, oh. And then I look over. I look over and the girl, she's like my age. And she's like, are you okay? Because I was like, why wouldn't I be okay? But then I realized the whole big glass broke on my foot, right? then I was like, I don't want to move my foot because it'll just make a mess. And then I looked back because there's always one person at the, you know, like at the end at the computer. And I look at him and he just gives me like eye contact and I just stare at him and I just laugh. And when things like this happen to me, I think it's funny because I'm like, I don't really care. It's just like funny to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like smiling at him. And then he came over with like a paper towel. I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna work. Anyways, he's like, okay, just clean your foot. We'll get a cleaner. And so, like, a cleaner had to come, and I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then in my head, I was like, oh, fuck. So I lost the thing of pasta. Should I go get another one? I'm like, no, because my pants were, like, anyways, they looked like it looked bad. It looked like I threw up on my pants.
Oh, right? God.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm not going here anymore. Anyways, I'm like walking home, and then I saw Kelly. She's like walking the dog. I'm like, Kelly, you have to come see this. And then she's like, oh my God. And then anyways, I take a picture while I'm still walking home because I was like, this is funny. And then I send it to like, actually, I send it to my boss at work. And then I'm like, look, and she's like, she's like, who shat on your pants? Anyways, that's the end of my complaints.
That was a real abrupt end to that fucking story. A real... like, what the fuck am I going to say about fucking checkout lines now? You just beat anything I would say with your fucking your pants and pasta sauce fucking debacle you went through.
I wish I made it up, but I probably still have the picture I could show you. But
no, yeah. It's fantastic. Were there a bunch of people behind you?
Oh yeah. So nice. You know when you just feel the whole, it's not like the whole room, but the whole section look at you because there's big smash.
Oh, there's no way they weren't all staring.
Yeah, I looked at all of them, gave them my contact, and I'm like thinking I'm not moving my foot because I'll just make a worse mess.
You're like a soldier who steps on a landmine, and you're like, guys, we're all a part of this now, and I'm not moving. If you want out of here, you should probably go around me.
Yeah. So it took me like, I think I waited 2 weeks to go get any more food.
You're just starving yourself out. You're like, I'm just getting fucking takeout because of my embarrassment and shame.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, we'll call that the end of this episode. That was a fantastic story to end on. That's good stuff.
It took me a while to actually like be able to tell the story, so thank you.
No, it sounds very traumatizing for you. My favorite part about talking to you is oftentimes you think you sound bad, like that you did something bad, but you never really do. And then you were traumatized by the pasta sauce. So it's like, it's just, it's a nice... like count to how abrasive I am, you know? So it works out very nicely.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. So hey, for my episode, where can they find you?
Oh, well, sometimes they go to Safeway.
I'm in the checkout lines. You'll see the pasta sauce on my shoe. Come say hi. I won't talk to you, but I will just smile.
And the funny thing is, like, I actually went to Safeway when I told you I was going to be late because I wanted to buy, like, fast food to eat. And I bought pasta sauce and I almost dropped it again. But you can find me at Elisa_Harder if you want to after hearing all this. Or bombtastic.podcast. Or Bombtastic 604. And then, Travis, where can we find you?
It's funny you'd say that podcast. Or you can follow my brand's page at Official FYOP. You can't follow my personal page because I don't use it. I just want to keep the name. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, okay. It will take me a couple months to do another complaining episode. So. Cool. Thank you so much for... taking the time to complain with me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you also.
Okay. Have a good night.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.